Door 2. Global Cities. London, an evolving city, page 41. The drawbacks of big cities.
Any fog would cause an increase in deaths, but this was sudden. You see, in most cases, those people would have been taken into hospital. But this came like a killer in the night, literally.
In December 1952, the world's romance with London's fog ended in a disaster, the true extent of which has never been acknowledged. Now, hidden documents reveal how one of the world's worst peacetime catastrophes claimed as many as 12,000 lives in the centre of London. The Christmas shopping season had just begun when the fog descended on the city.
It was a warm fog. It was wrapped around you. It was all-possessing.
It was smelly, it was dirty, it was black.
It had an acrid, acidy feel about it.
It seeped into the houses, and indoors everywhere was covered with a sort of grey film. It's quite uncanny.
Traffic in London was completely at a standstill on many occasions. In fact, the fog was the worst on record for many a year.
It was one of the first times, I think, when I realised that although I was partially sighted, my other senses were far more acute than anybody else's. My mother always came to meet me from school. She was talking to me, trying to make it seem as natural as possible so that I wouldn't get worried and afraid. And I suddenly told her to stop, and if I hadn't done, she'd have hit her nose on the wall, because she just hadn't realised the wall was so close. She was inches from it. But I'd heard her voice change, with the sound echoing back from the wall, which was obviously even thicker than the smog.